Mary's part of this underground medical laboratory, and after Judy gets the mice tumors ground up, she puts them in a thing, and it's a short bus ride over to Mary Sherman's apartment. She brings them over to Mary Sherman for her to look at. Mary's got a microscope and stuff in her apartment, and she's got access to an electron microscope through Ochsner in uptown New Orleans. And so she's doing the serious science study on this, and she's the one who's taking these vials of cancer-causing monkey viruses back to the U.S. Public Health Service hospital and re-exposing them to the next round of radiation, which is why she's in contact with this machine that blows off her arm.
Okay, now, what does this Judy do at this point when Mary dies?
Well, Mary dies in 64. That's after the assassination.
Okay.
What happens this summer is that they're working on this biological weapon, and it's killing the mice like crazy. And they say, well, let's take it up the ladder. Let's inject it into monkeys. And it starts killing the monkeys. And they say, well, that's great. You know, we're getting real close here. All we got to do is find out if this will kill a human, like a Cuban.
So they're really not too concerned about eradicating cancer. They're more concerned at this point with making a little weapon.
That's right.
Okay.
An untraceable weapon, because the public has been told viruses can't cause cancer.
Right.
So what a great weapon to have. I mean, imagine you've got a witness in a jail, and he knows something that you don't want him to tell the court, and you can get him to die of cancer suddenly.
Is this a fast-spreading cancer, Ed?
28 days.
28 days, you're gone.
Yep.
Okay.
And they know this number because they set up an experiment to test it on humans. We're talking about lethal experiments where the objective of the test is to kill the human. Okay? And they set this up in the mental hospital in Jackson, Louisiana, and they bring prisoners over from Angola, which is the infamous penitentiary up there in Louisiana, and these are, quote, supposed to be volunteers, and they bring them over there, they inject them with the stuff, and they watch them die. And when Judy realizes that, you know, her dream was to cure cancer, I mean, her motive was her dead grandmother, she's not in this to kill humans. And when she realizes that what she has gotten herself into, she protests and she bolts, okay? And at that point in time, they tell her, they say, first of all, you're lucky to be alive. And if you open your mouth, you won't be.
So now she sees a different face.
And you're now out of medicine.
Yeah, she sees a different face with these people, doesn't she?
That's right, but they tell her she's out of medicine. And so what you've got is you've got this girl who's got, I mean, newspaper article after newspaper article, all these correspondences, all this documentation that she is the brain that's going to cure cancer. And she's doing all this stuff, and all of a sudden she hits New Orleans in 1963, and she never does anything in science again.